My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today's date is July 4th, 2017. I am at the Waterfront Blues Fest in Portland, Oregon. My relationship to the interviewee is friend and advocate.
My name is Karen Freshwater. I am, I'm 63 years old today. The date today is 7/4/2017. I'm at the Waterfront Blues Festival in Portland, and my relationship to my partner is, he's a good guy and he's a friend.
Well, thank you, Karen. I appreciate you taking the time to come back and have this interview done today. You know, we actually connected, I believe, a couple of days ago, and we were trying to work it out and get this interview scheduled, and you know, everything worked out, and here you are. But before I get into it, the interview, I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. You know, your story, when I first came across you and we talked, your story was just so impactful and so inspiring. You know, I just had to get you here for an interview and just had to get you on this microphone because I know that you can inspire others. So, Karen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm unemployed. I'm retired right now in Las Vegas. Lived there for 34 years. I'm an Iowa farm girl. Love the blues. I'm happy with life. Except for Donald Trump right now. But otherwise, other than that, everything else is going great in my life.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. You know, what brought you here today, what brought you to our tent is that in the past you struggled with a life-threatening disease. Can you tell us a little bit about that struggle?
I was diagnosed with hepatitis C in year 2000, but I was actually diagnosed non-A, non-B in 74. But 2000, I thank God to this nurse practitioner. She diagnosed me, and I did the interferon treatment and for a year, and I am so successful. When I started, my viral load was over 9 million, and it is undetectable today. My liver functions are great. Your liver is your most forgiving organ, I must remind you. My health is great. I have no fear of liver cancer at all.
Well, that's amazing. You know, just to be diagnosed in the 70s and then, you know, going through treatment in 2001, right? You know, tell us a little bit about that treatment and how it went.
Well, it was just interferon, and you gave yourself shots three times a week. And literally, by the time the year was up, I couldn't even pick up any skin to give myself shots anymore. I went down to 82 pounds. I lost my hair. It was brutal. I was only able to take 3 months off work as a legal disability, and I had to go back to work at my fourth month, and that was brutal. You were sick, and now today the treatment is unbelievable. I mean, they say it's nothing, you know, and they make you go on antidepressants a month before you start interferon because it's a liquid, it's a low dosage liquid chemo, you know. I mean, and you're taking it every day for a year, and the fact is you feel perfectly all right before you start this. That, you know, it's hard to convince somebody to get sick a year when they feel all right, you know, but I'm glad I did it, and it's a silent disease. Everybody should be checked for it, especially people of the Vietnam age. You know, it's they gave blood transfusions just right on the field, you know, before Rock Hudson. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you make an excellent point. I think you articulated it very, very well. You know, that interferon-based treatment, it was, you know, horrific for a lot of people. I've heard stories of people giving up and not making it through it. And, you know, here you are today. You know, you're such a small woman in stature, but it's just like you're just so mighty. I mean, you went through that treatment and you managed to go back to work. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, how do you do that? That's just wow. You know,
I had kids I was forced to, you know. And what's sad is I gave birth to two kids, told those doctors I was diagnosed non-A, non-B, and none of them ever suggested a Hep C test. I mean, I mean, if I would have waited any longer and my liver would have gone to cirrhosis, it was that fibrosis, they wouldn't have even been able to treat me. You know, I honestly say that nurse practitioners saved my life. And just like you guys are going to save lots of lives, you know.
Yeah, well, that's definitely our goal here. We are doing a lot of testing, and we're very happy that people are getting tested. We're also happy that, you know, people such as yourself are coming over to us and wanting to share their story. It makes a great impact. You know, just thinking about what you experienced with the treatment itself, what can you say to people now who are on the fence about being tested? They're on the fence about being tested. They don't want to get tested.
Well, I think a lot of people associate it all with HIV or the needle and such, and they don't realize that you can get hepatitis C through the sharing of razor blades, through the sharing of straws, toothbrushes, and you have to ask for the test. And one out of every three or one out of every four of the baby boomers, you feel normal, you feel good, but so you don't think you're sick, but liver cancer is really a bad way to die. It really is a horrible cancer. And I just don't understand why people won't get tested. I mean, why wouldn't they want to know? You know, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree. But, you know, one of the things that I run into when I talk to people about getting tested, one of the first things they mention is interferon. And so there's new medication available. Do you know anything about the medication?
And well, actually, after interfering, Pegasus seemed amazing. You know, I do understand that there's a cost factor in it, but interferon was expensive too, and I had the drug company sponsor me. There is a way that, you know, there's a way that you can get it, and I hear it's only like 3 months, or I don't even know what the treatment is now, but it's nothing compared to what I went through, and that's just due to research of medicine, you know, just improving things, which is amazing. And also, you know, I'm not embarrassed of how I got hepatitis C, because it was something I did when I was 20 years old. And I try to tell my kids today that you never know what you do now might creep back up on you 28 years later, you know. And I admit it, I could lie, you know, but I'm not embarrassed because I was a kid when it happened, and, you know.
You know, you make a really good point, you know, that sometimes what we do in our past, you know, even if it was one time, it can come back to haunt us. And I think that sometimes people will look at that board that we have out there and say, well, you know, I've only did this once. I really don't have any risk. Or, yeah, you know, I'm a baby boom, but I don't see how I'm at risk. And they, you know, just kind of blow it off. And then coming back to that question about the treatment, you know, treatment these days, a lot of people, well, I remember someone who went through interferon and it was just horrible. I never want to deal with that. The good thing about it is you don't have to be as courageous as you are. The treatment today is, like you said, it's 24 weeks. It's one pill a day in most cases. And there are like very minimal side effects. I mean, you really rolled the dice with the interferon treatment, because, you know, a lot of people took the interferon and suffered through it, and they didn't clear the virus, or it came back. But the treatment today is almost like a 97% success rate. You know, you don't have to worry about losing your weight or losing your hair and, you know, and things like that, having to be off work. You know, you just take one pill a day, make sure you take it, and you're cleared.
That's amazing, that, you know. But personally, I don't, I feel, okay, also, if you have a tattoo, anybody that has tattoos, that they should be of, you know, concern for it. But I just don't understand that even if you don't want to go on the medicine, why you wouldn't want to know this and try to take care of your liver even on your own. I mean, it's, your liver will regenerate itself. it is a forgiving organ.
It is. It is one of the most forgiving organs in the body. I think it's the most forgiving. Because we beat it up daily, you know, with what we put in our body, you know, what we put on our skin, everything we eat, drink, smoke, and snort has to go through our liver. So if you listen to this, your liver is being impacted on a daily basis. If you add hepatitis C into the equation, imagine what that virus is doing on top of the things that, you know, you're doing to it on a daily basis and not even thinking about it. We're taking in toxins every single day. We can't help it. It's a part of living on this earth. But just imagine hep C on top of that.
And also another thing, too, is if you have hep C, it's really important to get vaccinations for hepatitis B and A, because it's considered kind of, it's fatal if you have hep C. So for that reason alone, I think all people should be tested, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, that is a great point. That's something that sometimes I don't think about when I'm talking to people. So thank you for reminding me. You know, that's another thing that, just like she said, if you have hep C or you're afraid of hep C, at least get your vaccinations for hep A and B, because it can be fatal. So I think we're kind of coming to the end of the interview. Is there anything at all that you would like to say, and what message would you like to leave the world with?
Well, what I'm really impressed with is that this waterfront, this ambassador, good ambassador, this is an amazing program. They're literally giving people blood tests free. I mean, and making it awareness. I brag about this place all the time, and they're saving lives. And I hope to gosh they're going to be able to save your life.
Well, thank you. Well, Karen, it's been a great interview. It's been so good to meet you, and we have a lot of work to do out here, and I hope that people hear your story and they get encouraged to get tested.
Thank you very much for listening to my story.
Thank you, and you have a fantastic day.